All right. This is gonna be a fun week. We got a little surprise. I guess Stav has coronavirus again, and so we're back to doing kind of a hybrid thing. We thought maybe we'll do Zoom, but I deleted Zoom.
You claimed on the group thread that you don't have Zoom anymore.
I don't.
Which made you sound like a 90-year-old.
What?
Like, I don't have email anymore. You could download Zoom very easily.
No, we had to pay for it. I was like paying for all that shit.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, and I got a refund for the year because they recharged me. But Stav's gone again, and
Stav is gone again. God is keeping us apart, but
he didn't want you guys to forget about him.
Yeah, he misses you guys.
So what we're doing is we're gonna use.
This is talk radio style. We're doing IMUS.
Yeah, we're going. Here, let me hit that.
We're going IMUS mode. You're back on vape, dude.
Mm-mm. No, I was having like one cigarette a day, but I just can't be around it.
So you want me to
tell you in the future, either hide this, just leave it in the car.
But I want it.
Yeah, but you
Hello,
can go
my
out.
Dick is hard.
Hey, what's
sorry.
Up?
Hi, Stav. We're having an argument right now.
About what?
We're not having an argument about
He's
it.
He's saying that I can't bring my vape in the house because he can't be
just,
around.
Just
it.
For like a week or two.
Reasonable.
Yeah, because I
and now he's holding my vape and he won't give it back to me.
Adam,
he's,
okay, let me put it in terms you'll understand. If we were walking around your house sucking beautiful cock,
yes.
And you're trying to quit,
yeah.
How would you feel about that?
Well,
this
it's
your
just,
favorite vice, sucking mm-hmm. beautiful Puerto Rican dick. If Nick, who does do that a lot,
yeah.
If but, he did that in your house,
like imagine if I showed up in your house, right, and I was just lying about, just telling small lies.
Oh, that's a thing I do.
Just lying about, like, just picking up all the books in your house, being like, I read this.
No, I've come clean about that.
I saw this movie.
This is really good.
Yeah. I'm working my way.
I actually thought this movie that everyone loves, I thought it wasn't that good.
Yeah, I thought it wasn't that good because some guy who I think is smart, whose opinions I haven't even looked into. I know people like him.
He just looks like a more handsome version of me.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a Jew with a stronger jawline than me who didn't have acne as a
Who are you talking about, Paul Newman?
You wish, motherfucker.
Yeah, Paul Newman said he liked this movie, so I like it. Although, can I tell
Paul
you
Newman
something?
Was a real piece of ass.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think Paul Newman's kind of whack.
No, come on, you're capping. Nick, you're capping. That's cap.
Oh,
you're
that's de- another thing.
You're
man.
Dead
that's
ass capping.
If you
that's cap, Nick.
Saying, yeah. If you started doing black lingo,
yeah.
from 2 years ago.
No, yeah, I've stopped stealing from black straight teenagers, and now I steal from black trans homeless
youth. Well,
that's
youth. Where the straight ones are getting it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You're just going. Further up the stores.
Mm-hmm.
No, Nick is giving.
How about a documentary
Nick is giving
called,
Met Gala right now
called Paris,
serving cunt.
Paris is lying.
That's
and it's
awesome.
It's a documentary about Adam and the ball culture that he's invented.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Adam's
I
come
like
up
that.
With ball culture. The Met Gala is going on.
It
Somebody
was,
mentioned that.
Yeah, it was last night. Are you in a car right
say,
now?
Am I in a car? No, I'm making oatmeal. Can I just, that wasn't a seatbelt. I realized I haven't had breakfast, and you know how seriously I take the podcast.
Bro, you could have breakfast and do the podcast now. You're at home.
It's incredible. yeah, by the way, sorry everyone. I have coronavirus and, Nick deleted Zoom off his computer and doesn't remember how to get it back. So
it's impossible.
You know,
it's literally impossible.
We just decided this is actually the best way to handle this situation,
yeah,
which
dude.
I think it's going great.
We're doing talk radio, dude. We're the new Don Imus.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome.
You can call into Zoom too. I had a couple of those. The extended family at somebody's birthday. The Zoom really kind of ruined my ability to be busy.
Oh yeah,
on birthdays and stuff. But then I found
right.
I found you can call in. But Zoom, you got to pay for though.
Oh, dude. Listen, I love this because you know what I couldn't be doing while we were doing the podcast?
What?
Making oatmeal on Zoom.
Yeah.
That's true.
What are you wearing right now, Stav?
I am wearing some Nike floral shorts.
Wow. And like an athlete.
That's all I'm wearing. I'm topless. I'm free balling.
Damn. So you got the cough? You got, because last time you had corona, you were fine.
Yeah, I got the cough a little bit. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened. Last time, I guess the fucking boosty shielded me. But this time, I had strep throat and corona at the same fucking time. So I don't know what was fucking what up.
Yeah.
But I feel, honestly, I felt better yesterday than I did today. I thought I was going to wake up today fucking feeling like a million bucks. But
yeah,
I kind of feel a little dickhead today.
Oh, remember how you were asking who Dave Wright is?
Dave Wright.
Captain of the Mets.
Remember I said Dave Wright, that guy, he used to write all the time. He'd write into the show. The Greek guy. The Greek real estate libertarian.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, I guess he sent a book for you.
Oh, really?
That he asked me to give you.
What's it about?
It just says Greece on it.
Okay, I'm interested.
He also sent something for Adam a long time ago.
What was it, Anthrax?
Hold on, I'll go get it. It's right here.
No, because he knows I love Greece, and he knows he wanted to connect with you over real estate.
I wish I understood real estate, dude.
That's true.
Dude, if I understood real estate, I wouldn't be on this. I wouldn't be one of the most cyber-bullied gay Jews on the internet. I wouldn't be here, bro.
How many Jewish people do you think get more cyber-bullied than you?
Oh, my God.
That dumb bitch Eve Fartlow, whatever the fuck her name is, she's definitely more cyber-bullied Jew. But she's also a dumber bitch than you.
No, I don't. I think there's like 12 people who care about her. I just realized I
gave it to Goodwill.
What? My present?
Yeah, it was a while ago, though.
What was the present?
It was some history of Jewish people. He just gets people books on themselves.
Oh, that's
honestly
nice.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, well, Adam definitely loves anything.
Dude, I didn't tell you guys this, but like
Perfect gift for Adam for his birthday, which you've got folks missed. It was last month, but if you could send him a mirror, he would love that.
Mm-hmm.
He would love a mirror.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Mm. Who's not gay at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not you.
I'm busy right now. I don't. Maybe you could ask again later.
Magic 8-ball mirror.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of nice. They got a map of Greece here, which I've only ever seen in takeout restaurants. That's really all. It's the only place I've ever seen a map of Greece is when I'm waiting for lamb.
That's all you need to fucking see.
Yeah, so we got Thessaly here. We got Central Greece. That's funny. I love this. It's Thrace, Macedonia, Epirus. Is that how it is?
Mm-hmm.
Thessaly, yeah. Peloponnese.
Peloponnese, yeah.
Peloponnese, Euboea. Euboea.
Hold on, I'm having a hard time visualizing letters in my head. E U B
O E A. That's
O E A. I don't know. Skip.
It's this island just above Athens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, I know it.
All right. So Euboea, Lesbos, Perge.
Nice, nice, dude.
That's where my grandmother's from, dude.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
Perge, Crete, Rhodes. So these are all the sections, and then you have one that's just called Central Greece. I guess they just gave up on the names for the main part.
Well, some of that shit, they don't even need real names. Like, it's funny that Rhodes gets a name. It's just like a fucking island where it's a bunch of basically half Turks.
Yeah, they got
the Turks were out there sucking and fucking Turkish pirates.
They had a colossus at one point. That's all I know about Rhodes.
Yeah.
Is they built
the motherfucking colossus.
It was one of the wonders of the world.
I was reading about that shit, or actually, I think I was watching a video, and apparently, some of them didn't even fucking happen, dude.
Oh yeah, a lot. The Hanging Gardens was probably like 9 or 10 different things. And the Library of Alexandria, it's like, what is that? Like, how many books were there even then? 7.
Yeah.
It's like Danzig's Welcome to My Book Collection rivals the Library of
Alexandria. The Great had a little shelf in one of his gay sex auditoriums that was filled with 9 books, and they called that the Library of Alexandria.
Yeah, he saw that fucking that John Waters quote on a tote bag. He was like, I gotta do something. I gotta up my book game so I can get pussy.
Mm-hmm. From boys.
Mm-hmm. This one's cool.
He got it all, dude.
There's an island called Skyros.
Mm-hmm.
That should be your. That should be something you turn into.
I believe it's pronounced Skeeto, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, okay, yeah, I'm just reading.
Not like Spyro the Dragon, unfortunately.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, man. I know that's where your brain was going.
Alinisos Skiathos. That's probably
Skiathos, yep.
That's probably for skiing.
Yep, exactly.
Skopelos. Skopelos, that's for dipping. That's for dipping.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. In fact, the Skoll Corporation is buying it and renaming it Skoll Pelos.
That's awesome.
That's badass, bro.
I was watching one of those ghost hunter show, Ghost Adventures,
uh-huh.
And the host, he goes into this place that's like a haunted, you know, they're all haunted houses, and he's like, this place, this is a 100% direct quote of what happened on the show, he goes, this place has serious haunted house vibes, like haunted mansion. and then he goes, you know how they have the haunted house at Disney World? This is like that, but it's the haunted house for real. and then there's like a sound guy, a guy with all the equipment. They cut to him and he goes, that's awesome.
Wow.
That is awesome. I got to give him that.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's fucking sick.
You know the haunted house at Disneyland? This is like the haunted house, but for real. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And that was the exchange they had. Santorini.
Santorini.
Dodecanesis.
Dodecanesa. That's the 12. Dodeca means 12. Nisi is island. It's like the 12 islands. And then the Kiklades or the Cyclades, which is the one everyone knows about.
Yeah, that's over on the left here. I like having this conversation while I can look at the map and be like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
Tynos.
It's nice.
That's Adam's Penis. Adam Penis, yep. Island.
No,
Adam's Dick Island.
No, that's not true. My dick is the Colossus of no, Cape Town.
Stop. No.
Yes, it is.
Stop.
It's the Tynus of Chodes.
Your grandmother is the Tube Hog of Cape Town.
Yeah, and
that's
I'm
the only person in your family with an epithet linked to that fucking town.
Yeah, and guess what? She ain't dead yet, bitch.
And she's sunk into.
She's 91, and she beat the coronavirus.
Look at her, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her fucking and sucking all over the Western Cape.
Dude, I watched a Netflix movie that had where, rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman, whatever, was that his name?
Yeah. Chadwick Boseman.
He played a South African who came to LA to get revenge because somebody killed his sister.
Who, my dad?
He was doing the accent. Yeah, Chadwick Boseman was playing your dad.
No, he went to hunt my dad, I thought.
No. He's from South Africa. He's a black South African mm-hmm. guy. And he comes to L.A. with $300 in his pocket. And it's time for him to fuck up some... He fucks up some Persians. And he fucks up some gay, like, Hollywood producers. It's kind of sick, actually. So it's a pretty good movie. It could have used a little more violence. But it was in the style of like the revenge, you know.
That's your wheelhouse, dude.
One of my favorite genres.
You love action, revenge.
Action revenge where a guy has inexplicable, like almost superpowers, but not quite.
Yeah, 12 years of South African is the name.
12 years of South African.
Yeah, so I guess this is just a book of photography. So it's just pictures of Greece.
Oh, I like that. That's nice.
Yeah, it's like a coffee table book. It's real nice, actually. It's crazy looking at this. It's just how ugly the United States is.
No,
it's a beautiful country.
The places a lot of motherfuckers live, yeah, but
yeah,
you know, Utah, they got those orange ass rocks.
That's true. You got the buttes of Utah.
You got fucking, you know, Montana has some big ass fucking, you know, big sky shit.
Yeah, but that is literally just all owned by trillionaires. You can't go to Montana. It's a national park, and then like the guy that invented like Microsoft Excel. owns, like, a fucking...
is that Microsoft Excel? That's Excel for fat guys.
Yeah,
that's sick, dude.
Yeah, for husky boys.
It's Windows for fat guys.
Microsoft Excel.
Yeah, casual Windows XL.
Bro, by the way, I went to the Big and Tall store. They really got you by the fucking balls because they know there's no other store on earth you can shop at.
Yeah.
Everything's like $90.
It's expensive, and it's also, I mean, like, I guess there's some argument that it takes away more fabric, but it's also, the thing that always was funny to me about casual male XL is, like, the clothes, it all sucks. It's all, like, you can just dress like a guy going to, like, a salesman conference.
Yeah, there's only, like, 3 cool shirts in the whole place, and they're only in size 5X. Although, I will say, it is real nice to go into a store and be like, ooh, you don't have my size. I guess I'm just a little too tiny for this place.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I walked in there just looking for, like, before my brother's wedding, I wanted to get, like, literally just, like, a fucking, what was I getting? Like, honestly, I was getting big boy undershirts.
Yeah.
And then I got swept up. I bought a tracksuit. I saw a fucking
A
polo.
I didn't realize they had tracksuits there.
They had tracksuits, but most of them were pieces of shit. You're right, exactly.
I thought it was it's all like golf clothes.
They had a tracksuit. One was good. It was a Polo Sport, a really nice number. I can't wait to debut.
They have designer Big and Tall.
They have designer Big and Tall.
That's
yes.
nice.
But it cost I walked out of that. I spent like $700 without even realizing it. But you know. You need the finest fabrics to envelop your nuts.
Yeah.
The problem is, you know me, man. I might be built for the big and tall upstairs, but downstairs, the lower half, I have an athlete's physique. We all know that. I have powerful haunches. And so that is an issue where the clothes are too baggy. The pants are a little too baggy. But hey, what can I say?
You should just get everything custom tailored.
I really should. I need a fucking tailor.
Yeah, just an Italian guy who grabs your balls.
Completely unnecessarily.
Just molests you.
Yeah, that was like a whole, wasn't that an episode of Friends?
That was a comedy trope for a while there.
It definitely was the tailor who molests you. But like Friends, there was famously
Joey or something.
Joey had a gay Italian tailor.
Yeah.
And Chandler.
This guy
went to him.
He's a fag. This guy's a fucking fag, and he thinks I'm a fucking fag too. It's disgusting to me. I'm disgusted. Joey.
Joey.
Yeah.
These wops are fucking homos over here. I think that clearly tells us that Chandler has been molested a lot. Because Joey, someone who's never been molested, didn't even consider that foul play.
Yeah.
But Chandler, who was molested, and look,
that makes a lot of sense.
I'm just going to state the facts. You feel free to draw your own conclusions. Chandler's mother, or I'm sorry, father, what happened? Ended up being trans, if you'll recall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. And remember when Tom Selleck is dating
Monica
and fucking Chandler's like, I want to be him. I want him to hold me and touch my body and make me into a and treat me like a Ronin's boy servant. I want to be the boy to Tom Selleck's man, and he can usher me into adulthood as a 37-year-old man that grows a mustache like him.
Oh man, that's so funny.
That makes much sense though, because he was molested. That's where he developed his sense of sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
As a coping mechanism.
Yeah. I love getting my ass fucked by my uncle. You know?
He just gets his ass fucked, and he's like, said no one ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that felt good.
Yeah.
No one ever.
Yeah. It's just like the dick going into his ass, and then Chandler, like, to the audience, to the fourth wall, being like, wow, it's just like going to Disney World.
Yeah.
Chandler
molested.
That's what you meant by candy.
Taking a moist towelette from Roy Rogers to his lips.
Yeah. I thought you meant Hershey's kisses. just 8-year-old Chandler. Stop. Have you ever been to the, what is this, Rusino Monastery?
Looks nice.
Have you ever been
to a couple monasteries? I don't know that one. I'm not sure. What's it called? Rusino?
Rusino. It's like on the side of a, I guess also a butte, but this is just some like big mountainous kind of looks kind of arid region.
And there's Yevarvara. I'm looking at it right now. This is nice, dude. You say something, I can Google it. I'm at my fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, the Meteora. You know, I have not been to that one. I want to go, actually. I might go this summer.
Dude, this looks amazing.
It's really fucking sick, yeah.
Yeah. When are you going? August?
I haven't decided, dude. I keep trying to fucking take the whole summer off. And then, like, because of COVID, all these fucking dates keep getting pushed back.
Yeah.
And so I might go September. I don't know. I have to figure it out. I have to figure out my fall touring schedule.
I'm on the road mad heavy June and July, but I should travel this summer.
Dude, Greece doesn't have a vaccine requirement anymore.
Hell no, they don't, dude. They need that fucking tourism money. Yeah. Come one, come all.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I
end up just going to West Virginia for a week.
I need to travel.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to Santorini and start wearing a lot of silver and turquoise jewelry, like a Southwestern style homosexual.
Yeah, you would fit right in, dude.
Dude, I know.
Now Santorini's a little. You don't go. You don't.
What's the gay one? Mykonos is gay.
Mykonos is gay, but it's also now it's also for like rich assholes too. Mykonos sucks, dick, dude. It's way overrated. I mean, it's fine. It's nice, but it's like, you know. It's the island that, like, gay guys, but also, like the gay guys that, like, who's that Democratic donor that was murdering, like, black, like, teenagers? And
Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
Yeah. Yeah, Barack Obama. Yeah, it's for those guys, and then it's also, like, sheiks go there and spend, like, you know, or, like, the shitty son of a sheik will go there and spend, like, I'm getting a call from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Dude, oh, stop. You could me. Take a shit that's me right calling now and on, do the pod.
That's me calling on the other line from Maui Mullen, my new character that I'm working on.
Maui fucking Mullen.
Maui Mullen. Dude. Yeah, you haven't seen... Hey, maybe you did. I can't remember if you saw. I got sunglasses. I warrantied my regular glasses, and I got prescription sunglasses.
I did see the sunglasses.
That I've been wearing at night, dude. And that might... That's
Oh, you're wearing them at night?
As Adam might say, it's a whole ass vibe.
No, it is.
At night is wild, bro, but yeah. I like it.
No, I've been wearing them at the stand. I show up at the stand. I got sunglasses on. And then I just hold court with new comedians. Mm-hmm. And that's my life now. And I'm like, you have to understand this thing that we do.
this thing of ours.
This thing that we do is that these people, and I point to like, mm-hmm. you know, some guy that's a surgeon. I'm like, they'll never understand it.
These civilians never understand.
These people will never understand the mentality that goes in because we're in this for mm-hmm. life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that. Anyways.
We got to hold truth to yeah. fucking society.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm going to get into a fight with the kitchen staff when they tell me I'm not allowed to go back there to get coffee anymore. I'm like, don't you understand that we're the most important people in here?
Without me, you don't yeah. have a fucking job, yeah. Ernesto.
Yeah, I've knocked $800 worth of food off trays, like, collectively over the last month. Because I'm too shy to say corner. Because I'm too shy and embarrassed to go out of my comfort zone and say corner while walking into
say,
the kitchen.
Say the word corner.
But that's because I'm a brave soldier that goes on mm-hmm. stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to save my energy for the stage.
Because I go on stage and then people laugh because they feel bad for me. In my mind, I'm making them laugh. But really, nobody wants to deal with the secondhand embarrassment of watching somebody try to entertain people. So the entire thing works the same way as hypnotism.
You really just have to do the bare minimum. Yeah. They will laugh at you.
Yeah. Now we've moved on. There's just a lot of pictures of just old people. Some of these mustaches on these motherfuckers
Dude,
are insane.
They're cool.
I know.
You got to get one of those fisherman's caps.
Look at
stuff.
This. This guy's mustache starts on the side of his nose.
Yeah, it's awesome.
How does it go so high?
It goes all the way up to around his nose to the side.
Yeah, part of that mustache has to be nose hairs. Yeah, just incredibly long nose hairs.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. All those guys are hair suit everywhere, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's taint is a fucking nightmare. I can promise
Damn,
you
she
that.
Fire.
There
this
are,
girl's hot.
Here's just a quote. It's not attributed to anyone.
You got
to
go and get a wife there, stop.
There are
I
still,
need to feel what your ass was.
There are still Greeks whose physical features are hauntingly like those in the museums.
Yep, me.
Yeah.
Not my dick, though.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else.
I like her nose. She's got the Roman nose.
So like my dick does look like those guys. I don't fucking care.
Yeah. It would if you had like a little bit of like some leaves or, you know, fruit or something going on.
You know, though, my dick looks like that and I'm fat as shit. If I was even a little less fat, I would have a better dick. Those guys are in prime physical condition.
Yeah.
And that's how big their dicks are. If I was in their, if I was in their shape, my dick would look at least, you know, 1 inch bigger, soft.
Yeah, probably.
Minimum.
Nothing is lacking in Greece. It lies before us a complete, firmly delineated world, a self-contained microcosm which includes every basic element of the earth and all within our range of vision.
So fucking true.
Yeah. Those are some powerful words.
Some powerful words that no one said.
Mm-hmm.
Just a guy made up.
All of Greece is a kaleidoscope, endless in variety, never the same from one moment to the next, astonishing the eye at every turn. No matter where you look, you are struck by beauty. In spring, this is kind of a little like a fascist coffee table book. The more I read it, it's like the ethnic purity of the Greek people dates back millennia.
Which is so funny because it's like the whole all Greece was like a straight up mix, like.
Yeah.
Melting pot. People were fucking and sucking on those boats, dude.
Yeah.
They were coming in. You were getting strange pussy you never fucking even saw. Everyone's like a tan, kind of like beige-ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
You go further in the south, you got these like, some of the most racist Greeks I've ever met are like southern island Greeks, which is like, they look fucking Dominican. They have like curly hair.
Yeah.
You know, they have like the darkest nipples you've ever seen in your fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it's like, bro, what do you think was going on? What do you think was going on with the Moorish pirates?
Yeah.
This, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys were straight up out of the fucking, Dennis Hopper needs to have a little conversation with you from True Romance.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go up north and it's like, you know, you just have fucking weird Slavs and you have like fucking blonde hair, blue eyed motherfuckers. It's truly a country that got its pussy fucked by barbarians, by fucking Turks, by fucking Egyptians. We were getting our fucking pussies turned out. There is no purity, and that's what makes Greece so beautiful. That's what makes the pussy so good, if you ask me, as a fucking pussy scientist, as an amateur pussyologist.
Yeah, but well, the reality is, I mean, there's no such thing as ethnic purity across the board anyways.
So. I don't know. I think in some cases there is. Lithuanian Jews... I think that's the purest white.
Jews love to be fucking inbred as shit. None of them can have fuck. If they even smell cream cheese, they start shitting their
this
pants.
Looks kind of fucked up. It's a clothesline with a bunch of dead octopuses on it.
Hell yeah, that's the best. You got to hang them.
Yeah,
so
but
they
this
tenderize.
It looks creepy.
No. If you're a bitch, it does. To me, I see that. I just... My tummy starts rumbling.
I love that shit.
They look like
I love grilled octopus.
They look like pussy spiders.
4-year-old me would see that and his little fat ass would get hard waiting for that octopus, dude.
Yeah.
It's really sad. It takes forever to kill them.
Yeah.
They have to like bash them against a rock.
They are delicious.
Yeah.
Is calamari as smart as octopus?
Squid?
That's an interesting question.
I don't think they are.
Because that's awesome because they're delicious.
Yeah. This was written by Nicholas Gage.
He's a gay porn star?
Yeah.
Okay, our calamari is smart. Yeah.
Wow, Greece is an island of incredible beauty.
I think he is Greek. I think he's like half Greek.
I think they're just Italian.
Oh, Nick Cage?
Yeah, the Coppolas are Italian.
Yeah, he's a Coppola, I thought.
Nah, there's something about him.
Yeah. No, they're pure Italian. I know I just said there's no such thing as ethnic purity. But.
Okay, never mind. His father was Italian and his mother was German and Polish. Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of Captain Corelli's Mandolin, which was set in Greece.
You know what would be a cool movie is Blazing Arizona.
Yeah, where they like, blaze weed.
They're like, I think the British are coming, dude. You know? it's Nicolas Cage.
By the way, I just looked up Nick Gage.
Yeah.
By accident, because I was trying to look up Nick Cage.
Mm.
This fucking Uncle Tom's original name is Nikos Gatsoyannis.
Oh.
He changed it to Nick Gage.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, dude. That rules.
Wait, you guys don't have stage names?
We get a little taste of Ian whenever we want.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
What if you, when you had started comedy, decided to come up with a more white name, mm-hmm. to ingratiate yourself? What if you had
me?
Been... No, stop.
Steve Rose.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah. Steve. 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 Steve Dessert.
I thought Nick Mullen was the stage name.
That's true. My real name is...
His real name is Mordechai Mendelstein.
Smooley, no. Yeah.
No. It's a very Cajun. It's a very Cajun dandy name. I'm not going to say it.
What is it?
Pierre Gustave Toutant Delacroix.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you're from the Lacroix.
Yeah, from the Lacroix.
The New Orleans Lacroix. Yeah.
Oh, dude, this guy was a fascist, actually. It's so funny.
He's Golden Dawn?
Yeah, I mean, just reading this shit, it sounds like fucking like Hitler's journal, basically. This is wild. Yeah. I mean, you can turn to any page in this. Today, it's hard for us to realize exactly how radical an idea it was, individual freedom. No society before the Greeks had ever thought that equality and freedom of the individual could lead to anything but disaster.
Oh, that's a bad thing?
Listen to this statement. I literally just opened this book, picked a sentence at random. No society before the Greeks had ever thought that equality and freedom of the individual could lead to anything but disaster.
First of all, we had slaves in ancient Greece.
Yeah, right.
Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
10 guys got the vote, and we called it democracy.
Yeah, right. But it's like, it's so nowhere. So in Asia,
Egypt was going on for thousands of years before us.
Yeah, right.
Those motherfuckers were building pyramids and shit. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not equal.
Yeah, but they were worshiping the sun.
It took the small and unimpressive city-state of Athens 25 centuries ago to suggest that individual freedom and order are not incompatible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is hilarious. Yeah. So, yeah, dude, his family sided with the fucking, during the Greek Civil War, his family sided with the royalists, a.k.a. fascists.
Yeah.
And his mom made them flee because their village was being occupied by communists. Oh, shit, his mom got God. Mm-hmm. His mom was executed by communists. Fuck him. Fuck Nick Gage and his fucking gay-ass mom.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's sad to have your mom die.
Shut up, Adam. I didn't hear what you said, but you said some supporting Nick Gage. I was coughing.
If you heard what I said, you'd feel bad.
Well, I didn't, and I'm not going to ask you. Oh, wait, he wrote books about the mafia.
Oh, he's badass.
Maybe he's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whoa, dude. This guy's a fucking piece of shit. He was snitching on Spiro Agnew, the only Greek that ever achieved power, dude.
Oh, man, Maryland legend.
He was going against our own boy. Now, look, I might not have agreed with Spiro Agnew on anything politically, but he's A, from Maryland, and he's B, a Greek man, the highest ranking Greek in federal government ever. And Gage was the first reporter to hear any of the Nixon tapes. Holy shit, this guy maybe, you know, this is an interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was, hold on. He was an executive producer for The Godfather 3.
Well, best one.
That's fucking hysterical.
So nice they made it thrice.
Oh, and he also wrote a book about Onassis and Maria Callas. This is an interesting guy.
Dude, Stav.
The photographs are by Barry Bruckhoff. So I guess he's the Adam of the book.
What do you mean?
Barry Suckoff?
It's a photo book. He's the hero of the book.
Barry Bruckhoff is a photographer and graphic designer as well as an inveterate world traveler. His books include Machu Picchu with Isabel Allende, The Enigma of Stonehenge with John Fowles, and Morocco with Paul Bowles.
Ooh.
Bruckhoff lives and maintains his studio in Sausalito, California.
Oh, it's nice there. It's really nice there.
What, in Sausalito?
Gage lives in Massachusetts, bro.
Yeah, North Grafton.
North Grafton. Should we go pay him a little visit?
No, we should. Yeah. He's got an intense look.
Does he? I don't see a picture of him here. I'll find it.
Yeah, I guess he was an investigative reporter and foreign correspondent for the New York Times and for the Wall Street Journal.
Okay. All right. You know what, Nick? I'm sorry for saying fuck your mom. No one's mom should be executed.
Yeah, I agree, actually.
There's literally only one page with hot women in here.
That's fucked up.
And then the rest of them is just old people. I guess there's one page of kids. But then, yeah, the rest of them is just the oldest men you've ever seen. And these guys look...
It's weird because, you know, I mean, it is that kind of that intersection of East and West. It's like one of these guys, you could tell me this is fucking like Pete Postlethwaite's friend.
Mm-hmm.
This could just be some like Cockney chimney sweep guy.
Yeah.
And then his pal next to him is like, you know, one of the Muslim guys that has no idea the Afghan war is happening. It's just like,
yeah,
one of
some he's in like fucking 20 miles outside of Kabul, has never heard of
him. Right, exactly. That guy that Iranian guy that lives in a hole and smokes dog shit out of a out of like a sink trap. It's that guy.
Has no idea who Osama bin Laden is.
Right, no, never heard
of
him.
Doesn't know, not sure if it's America or the Russians that are occupying.
Yeah, right. Doesn't know what America or Russia are. He's playing, he looks like he's playing an instrument, but that's just a paper straw.
Damn, dude, they got it. Those guys got it right.
Yeah,
they're out there in the desert getting pussy from sheep.
Mm. Yeah, I wish
the
I could.
The way God attended.
I wish I had the executive functioning to schedule a vacation somewhere and go somewhere rather than, you know, sit at home all day making fun of Jake Flores.
It is fucking annoying, though, dude. I was trying to plan, even like, also flights are getting expensive because of fucking, I don't know why, maybe gas, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But flights are getting expensive as shit again, dude. It's costing me so much money. I haven't bought the tickets yet, but I was looking at flights to the West Coast after DC.
Yeah.
It's getting fucking expensive, bro.
I think that, I have no idea, but.
No, please speculate wildly. Who cares?
Yeah, I think it's like. The air, certainly some of them, like JetBlue has a staffing crisis.
Mm.
Like they're short and they canceled a bunch of flights. So I think if they drive up the price of flights, you can lower the demand for flights while maintaining revenues.
Mm.
You know,
cocksuckers.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I also was thinking maybe
from
maybe
a business perspective,
start flying again.
Yeah, I mean, then they got rid of the mask mandate, but like that, getting rid of the mask mandate, I guess you got a lot more like people calling out sick because they want, you know, they want the mask.
Right. Yeah, they're fucked either way.
Yeah.
Before it was like vax guys, now it's the opposite where it's like,
yeah,
you know, mask motherfuckers.
Right. Exactly.
Which, by the way, I kind of got used to wearing a fucking planes are fucking. I don't know, man. Them shits are fucking. Dirty. I kind of like the mask.
I just don't like they end up like they fucking like either dig into the back of my ears or
I hate that shit.
You know,
I had a little fucking thing. I have a little thing that you put the mask on and it goes to the back of your head. It doesn't hurt your ears at all.
Yeah.
But you know, you got some fucking dirty ass
motherfuckers. I don't know. Look,
it's tight in there.
You're talking to somebody that's like was already getting into fights over the seatbelt. So
the seatbelt is fucking on absolute retard.
Right, exactly. It's not even like the seatbelt is like seatbelts in car. The reason you wear a seatbelt in a car is because if you get into an accident, like, you know, like the justification for a seatbelt is that, like, you know, you want to maintain control of the vehicle. So if you get the car gets like fucking, you know, spun or something and you're still in the fucking driver's seat, maybe you can maintain control of the vehicle. If you don't have the seatbelt on, you get fucking hit, you're in the passenger seat, now you've run over a fucking kid. You know what I mean?
Well, also getting ejected, isn't that part of it?
Getting ejected, right, because then your body's a projectile and your body could, like, you know, your penis could go into Chandler Bing's ass.
Yeah,
right.
And
that's,
then
you could be like, that's a huge risk.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Psych.
And he's like, wow, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Wow, I guess this is what being there meant when State Farm something. I'm being raped. It's funny how much like Tucker Carlson is just Chandler Bing.
Yeah.
He's literally just Chandler Bing.
He is.
California, could we be any more gay?
Men in dresses? What's next?
Mm-hmm.
Dogs having sex with my wife?
Maybe. Sean Hannity is next. I'm going home to watch Baywatch.
God damn. It is it is so fucking annoying how, like, he really weirdly, like, he was doing fucking Dancing with the Stars, and now my man is just back just saying gay people are wrong.
He was the nerd who got bullied by Jon Stewart on Crossfire.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's such a symbol for how fucked we, like, Everyone was just taking victory laps. Everyone thought once Obama was president, we were good. And then it's like, nah, dog.
Nah, it's because it's like it's, you know, there needs to be this like intersection between like, you know, commentary and then also entertainment, because nobody's right. going to fucking watch the news either mm-hmm. way. I mean, Tucker Carlson's the highest rated cable show there is. Right. And then you have guys like Glenn Greenwald being like, see, that's because it's what people want. Well, during like the Trump years, mm-hmm. everyone was watching fucking CNN.
Yeah, they're watching Maddow.
Yeah, because they just want a fucking spectacle, because like, you know, it's the people just need to be entertained. So it's not like this. I don't think his ideas even really resonate with anybody. I'll tell you this. I watch Tucker Carlson all the time. Because it's fucking funny.
Yeah, he's a goat.
It's fucking hilarious. It's really fucking funny mm-hmm. to watch.
When the subway shooting happened, he kept saying hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, a man with a hoodie went into a subway car.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to
yeah.
He was trying to throw back to Trayvon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's fine. He can suck my dick.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm looking at picture of the monastery.
We haven't said anything so awesome. For the hoes right now.
Oh, yeah. Fuck the Supreme Court. How about
yeah,
that?
We're thinking about you, the hoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
They just repealed Ho v. Wade.
Yeah. Man, it's so fucking... I mean, who cares? Who cares about our fucking opinion? But it's like, God damn, dude.
No, people this want our opinion.
This country is so fucking gay.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about. That's why I was especially Obama. It's like, man, it really, everyone thought like, okay, we're done, a black guy. And it's like, that motherfucker could have fucking just made abortion legal. But it's, you know, now that dumb bitch RBG had to fucking die. And that dumb bitch Hillary had to lose to fucking Trump. And mm-hmm. now here we are. And now nobody can get a fucking...
Yeah.
Nobody get borscht up.
I agree. It's the hoes.
The
fault.
Abortions. Which, by the way, women out there, if you need to have your back blown out and get your baby fucked to death, I'm willing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to fuck you so hard.
I will breach the uterus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will fucking, and I don't want to, but I'll do it because I care about women so much.
That's awesome. And women, if you want to just have sex with me, if that'll just make you feel better, I probably won't be able to do what Nick's talking about. I'm more of a finesse lover.
Mm-hmm. Look, here's the thing. Well. It's like I can't do it either, but I got fists and I got determination and I'm a goddamn man and nobody's going to tell me.
And you got tools too.
Yeah, nobody's going to tell me.
Like, you have a router?
This is why we have two genders, at least.
So true.
At least, at I least. Mean saying.
I only
this
see
This is why
two.
We got, I'm not going to call them the main two because that's unfair, but the sure. yin, sort of the yin and yang rather than the dots. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody knows what right. the dots are called.
Is there dots?
In the yin-yang.
In
yang.
The yin-yang.
There are? I didn't even know that. Oh, yeah. Wait. I was about to pull up yin-yang on my phone, but then the last porno I watched came up.
What was it?
It's a...
You watched the yin-yang twin sex tape?
It's it's one of these... you ever see a Net Video Girls where they pretend... It's like porn stars, but they pretend they're like, what?
Should I get a yin...
I thought I was...
Should I get
I
a...
I was...
A yin yang tattoo on my shoulder.
Of course you should.
Yes. That would be cool.
That'd be badass.
Yeah.
Okay, let me look at the top. Anyway, I like when a porn star is like, I thought I was just gonna take pictures for a calendar, and they're like, no, you actually have to suck my dick.
Wow.
She's like, shit. Okay, I guess.
That's shocking. I'm shocked.
Oh, you mean the main two dots? I see.
Yeah, yeah.
The little dots.
Yeah, the white dot and the black dot.
Yeah. I'm gonna get a yin yang, and then like on opposite sides, on the top and the bottom, it says love, and on the bottom it says hate, and then off on the like north by northeast, it says peace, and then on the other, like, you know, south by south, whatever, the other diagonal, mm-hmm. it says war. And then on the other corner, it says pussy, and the other one says penis.
That's a fucking awesome idea, dude.
Yeah.
Big, I fucking love that idea.
Right. Big, you know, big tattoo. Coming up with bad tattoo ideas, that'll always be good.
That's awesome stuff.
That's
pussy and penis.
Yeah. Order and chaos constitute the stage. Known, yang, order, masculinity, day... The unknown, authoritarianism, fascism, unknown, yin, chaos, femininity, night, the unknown, decadence, nihilism. This is Jordan.
Decadence.
Hold on. This is from a website.
Jordan Peterson explains the yin-yang symbol.
The unknown.
On one side.
On one side, there's... Yeah,
literally, the thing I said is a fucking joke.
That's so funny.
Just
so
by chance...
That guy thinks he is.
Yeah, because he was what? He's like a professor.
He's
like
a fucking
sociologist.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He's like he's a professor.
Dumb bitches go to school for.
Yeah, I am the professor of applied computer operator skills at the Community College of Toronto, and I'm a Okay, today's lesson: the yin yang symbol. Here we go. This is just an excerpt from him. The final thing that's interesting about this symbol is a brilliant idea because Tao also means the way. And the way, that's not what it also means. That's just what Tao means.
It's what it means.
Tao also means the way, and the way is the line between the two. That indicates
that
the optimal position for a human being isn't in chaos or in order, because if it's too orderly, then it's totalitarian. And if it's too chaotic, then it's disgust and fear and emotional pain and depression. So where is the proper place? The Taoist answer is right on the line, where you have one foot in order so that you're fairly stable, and you have another foot in chaos so that new... So what is,
That's so fucking true.
He's making, an answer for some like, or like the argument he's making here is that you need to find some kind of like
balance,
well, way out of like dialectical tension. So it's like, okay, so well then would you say that like, you know, applying that to like cultural issues that maybe you can privately hold the idea that there are two genders, but maybe you shouldn't be an asshole to somebody that just says, hey, would, if it's not too much of a problem, just refer me to me in one way, this minor inconvenience, so that I'm not like thinking about my father beating me with a belt after he catches me wearing my mother's clothes. Would that be like kind of the middle way? No, absolutely not.
Whoa,
it's calling these people Nazi fag freaks while I'm abusing back pain medicine.
Well, my daughter tries to have me killed in Serbia.
I'm overdosing on bologna and taking a bunch of Tylenol PMs.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go put on a really cute suit for my my really ripped friend who wrestles stronger than me.
Dallas answer, your nervous system basically tells you... Oh, right. You're talking about his Rogan tuxedo?
Rogan, yeah.
Yeah, he wore a tuxedo to go hang out with Rogan.
Yeah, Pill Popper's penguins.
Mr. Pill Popper.
Yeah.
Dude, looking like the fucking Mater D.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny to dress up for Rogan. That's a good bit. Yeah. If he was like self-aware about that, that'd be a great bit.
Mm-hmm.
It would, but yeah, no, he thought he was just being cool.
Mm-hmm.
He thought it was pimp to do it. I'm gonna dress James Bond.
Didn't his daughter? Isn't his daughter like married to some guy that was straight up like pimping women on the internet?
Is she hot?
She's hot.
If so, then I fucked her.
She has
she's
bikini pics. You can look at them.
I did fuck her, but I think before, after I fucked her, she married this guy who sex traffics women.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the guy. I'm the guy whose job it is to try out the women that he sex traffics, and also I fucked her.
Yeah, well, that's you're perfect for that because you're not going to ruin their. Your dick is so small, you're not going to ruin any of their pussies.
What's her name? Cassandra or something?
That's the thing I hate is when I get a sex worker and their pussy is ruined.
Completely.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, hold on. This bitch is hilarious. The lady, I guess. Is this Canadian former massage?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at her now, and I definitely fucked her.
No, you didn't.
I fucked her. Times.
Adam's six never times. Fucked anyone.
That's
Adam,
not true.
I fucked her after me,
mm-hmm.
And she was crying because the dick was so bullshit.
No, her dad was crying about Pinocchio, and he's like, please fuck my daughter. Please. I need a distraction from this existential pain.
My daughter,
Pinocchio.
If we use the yin yang example on my daughter, who's very sexy, but she's my daughter.
She's chaotic.
You can both want to fuck her, but then not do it, and that's the Tao way.
That's the Tao way of always wanting to fuck your. Daughter.
Yeah. This motherfucking Joy Peterson talking about Dow. So let me ask you something. Dow, your daughter sucked dick? Dow, she fucked? Because that's what I got in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe that bitch would get married.
Mm-hmm. How about a yin yang symbol? On one side you have Jordan Peterson, on the other you have Hunter Biden.
That's awesome.
That's the
two titans, two equally matched titans.
Yeah.
Intellectual titans.
Yeah.
Yeah. One is inherently evil. One's inherently
good. It's funny that
one is pure good. Yeah.
That Canada can even produce a guy like this. You know, you grow up and it's your only cultural inputs are like the movie Slapshot. Fucking SCTV.
Norm.
Yeah. what else do they got? Rush. You're just listening to Rush.
Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys. And then you're like, actually, it's the fags. The fags are the problem.
Yeah, it looks like she was dating some guy who was sex trafficking cam girls. Mm. But his account, his fucking Twitter is deleted.
Yeah. Hey, this is some green text from 4chan, and there's a sexy photo of his daughter. So B. Jordan Peterson have literal doctoral degree in the science of helping people deal with problems and how to avoid damage judging people. Stable and high earning job as a professor at UT. Loving relationship with wife, have impacted the lives of thousands to help them to be productive adults. Despite all advantages, daughter still ends up being a complete whore.
Poor guy.
These guys are so fucking funny. Yeah. they can't even just worry about the fictional wife or girlfriend they have being a whore. They're worried about the daughter. They're so they're not even having sex with a woman casually. They're already worried about their marriage and then having a daughter who's a whore. these guys rock, man.
Well, they're also worrying that...
Being scared their daughter... They're 30 years old, get no pussy whatsoever, and they're petrified their daughter will be a whore.
Wild. Wild world. Wild world to live in.
I know my daughter will be a whore, and I can't wait.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's the thing. You're going to want it too bad. You're going to be the kind of dad that, like, puts out condoms and, like, pussy. You're going to put vibrators and butt plugs out on prom night.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to turn your kid cool off so dad. Much to sex.
Well, you're going to have cool one of those. Dad. You're going to have one of those, like, size queen loud Jewish daughters.
Mm-hmm. She's going
to
be.
It's just like a loud, obnoxious whore that's eventually going to just get married to, like, a you. Like a just, you know, just some, like, just Jewish guy that's, like, just, like to his core cucked.
That's not
you know what I mean? Just a guy that's on like testosterone replacement therapy at 32 years old. The ball
to do light stretches,
right? To wear the loudest swishy clothes to the gym and spend $800 a session on like a personal trainer that's 9 times the size and can't relate to him in any way, shape, or form. And it's like, yeah, you did very good today, Joshua or whatever the fuck his name. Yeah, to go on some fake like rope climbing machine where you just simulate basic movements that other people do throughout the day, like pulling a chair out.
Yep. He wants to be ready for pulling the chair out.
Yeah.
So your daughter doesn't yell at him for doing it like a homo.
Yeah, right. That's
well, I have to pull the chair out for her.
That's
husband.
Who she's going
to
marry after she fucks literally 500 men.
What? That's cool.
It is cool. It's just funny.
Dude, yeah, I'm thinking
she's
about
like, no, I love him. I mean, you know, he provides, he's a provider, right. You know.
She cheats on him every like 4 months.
Not even. She just like she retires.
No, she just makes his life hell.
Yeah, she gets disgusting.
She's like mad at him for not making enough money.
Because she'll spend 10. You know, she's not going to be attractive. She'll probably have a big pair.
My daughter?
Yeah, but she'll be disgusting. She'll probably
have she had big tits.
Big tits.
Yeah.
And she's going to be a whore for about 10 years and then realize that, like, you know, she's like, okay, I guess I want a relationship or something.
Right.
And then she'll just be really into jewelry and perfumes and Botox. And fucking complaining and driving the Porsche around, you know.
Yep.
And you know, just being a bitch, I guess.
Being a fucking whore. Well,
you've managed to insult my daughter who doesn't even exist yet. Mm-hmm.
And then you and the husband Well, right. Even though you guys, there's probably somebody you have more in common with in the entire world. Not only do you, it's not, there's just no relationship between the two of you.
I don't need to have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
He's a worse version of me.
Mm-hmm. I think Adam does hate him because Adam is like, yeah, exactly. He's like this. He could never be a man like me.
And you'll have like a nephew.
Meanwhile, he's exactly the same.
You'll have a nephew or something, some mixed race nephew that likes basketball, and you'll just be talking to him about. You'll just be like saying black things to him.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll pick the child you think is coolest.
Yeah, right.
And force a relationship.
Yeah.
And be like, we just have a natural connection.
Yeah, it'll be your sister.
And then it turns out he's not cool and you're mad.
Yeah, it'll be your sister's.
I'll make him drink
your
Hennessy
sister's mixed race. Yeah, mixed race nephew. And you'll be like, have you ever heard of Jadakiss? Back in the day. Back
he was in the group called the Lox.
Jadakiss was the boss.
Dude, and that would like, be sick.
Yeah, that's very cool, Mr. Friedland. And he's like, call me a dog. He's like, I'm okay, Uncle Mr. Friedland.
Stop. Do you remember when we were at the stand? We were at the stand, and Dice was downstairs, and he did that Caitlyn Jenner chunk. And he was talking.
One of the best nights of my life.
He was talking about like Bruce was walking around that house, just listening to black bulls slapping against asses. The premise was that he had to change his gender because he was
because of all the black cock.
Because he had daughters. Yeah, his daughters were fucking too many black men.
Which is a lot more sound than most of Jordan Peterson's theories about trans people.
No, yeah,
Dice. I'm willing to hear Dice out.
Professor Emeritus Andrew Dice Clay, dude.
That's right.
That's so
Give
funny.
Give him a University of Toronto.
Just to imagine someone living in a house where you're just constantly listening to black balls slapping against giant asses.
It's enough to drive a man into fucking womanhood.
And to cut his penis off.
Yeah. To cut his penis off in a mania.
It's a
black ball slapping against fat white asses mania.
It is kind of like a Greek tragedy, you know? It is kind of like a man driven to gouge his own eyes out and cut his penis off.
I'm going to throw a little wild take. Give me the vape. I'm going to throw a little wild take out there.
See what you've done, Adam? He asked you not to bring the vape. Now he wants it.
Stav, if you were here, we'd be acting right. It's your fault for getting coronavirus.
That's true. It is my fault.
If.
You bastard.
Do you think if Bruce Jenner had not gone to the Olympics that he would have transitioned?
What do you mean?
I think it set a high watermark in his life, and he was never able to get back there.
And you think becoming trans on a fucking TV show got him the kind of
he wanted to feel again.
I know. I think it sort of broke him, and he lost his identity after that.
No, I think it was the black bulls slapping against the giant asses.
Well, I'm not racist. I'm just transphobic. So my idea is that every trans person, it's not real. All trans people went to the Olympics.
Yeah, it's true.
You know.
Yeah,
it checks out. Fucking Bruce Jenner, Leah Thomas, the Navy SEALs. That's like the Olympics. It's the Olympics of the military.
Yeah, Michael Phelps is trans now.
What's that other one? Laverne Troyer.
Laverne Troyer.
Laverne. What's her name? Laverne Cox. Yeah, she played Mini Me, and then that was kind of the peak. And she was like, "Well, nothing's going to happen now."
Now she's a beautiful black woman.
And
I need to be a black lady.
What if I was a guy that thought Verne Troyer transitioned to become Laverne Cox? That they got surgery to be a 6'7" black woman.
That would be such
a
awesome
statuesque.
Idea.
Yeah, then you're like, crazy world we're living in.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
You know, live and let live, I guess. But you know, okay, salute to the doctors.
More than anything, I'm just shocked and impressed by American medical ingenuity.
Yeah, it's a shame we can't have health insurance. I'm glad we can do that though.
Oh fuck. Goddamn.
I feel bad for the women, though, going back to the abortion thing. But
yeah,
this is going to be really good for, like video vixen-type women that are trying to trap 21-year-old NBA players.
That is true. And maybe that's it's possible that, you know.
So we don't have to
look into it.
We don't have to feel bad for all women now. That's
right,
my point.
Right.
Some of them have a fiduciary interest in banning abortion.
I don't know though, Adam, because I feel like once the hard part for them is getting pregnant by them, because they're all from wearing condoms or whatever, mm-hmm. or they won't bust in raw. I think once you're pregnant, you know, what is I'm sure. Like, we'll recall specifically a great example is Paul George. Remember, he offered that stripper $1 million to get her.
And then he got married to her. That's
she knew to hold out.
Dude, stop. We got to write the Paul George romantic comedy.
Honestly, we really it's one of the most improbable stories. I think he was dating Callie Rivers at the time. He was on the Pacers. He might have even fucked Roy Hibbert's girlfriend that year.
Maybe you guys can riff that out on the regular episode this week.
Oh, maybe.
That's true.
Is this
in
over?
It starts in 1 minute.
I'd say it's about the. Now we're 20 seconds over the clock. 21 seconds.
Free 21 seconds. Yeah, enjoy it.
All right.
Awesome. Good night.
Thanks for hanging, guys. We'll be back with Stav after lunch.